text like I need you. Dream about the poop. Get, I'm a dreamer. Hold me down, but don't hold me back like I need you to dance. I wrote myself $1 million check in fifth grade.
What it do, what it do? It's the first time I'm out here. This is the Switch Up. I go by the name of DJ Switch. If you don't know, now you know. I'm out here on Club Central. If you don't believe it, well, believe it right now. And, hey, man, it's the first time I'm doing radio. I've been always told I should try this out. And guess what? I am your guest presenter for today. So I hope you guys are tuning in live, streaming on cliffcentral.com. And of course, you'll be riding with me for the next hour. We've got guests in studio, DJ Capital, Youngster, DJ Radix, and we're waiting on Gemini, the producer, as well as DJ Zandy. What are we talking about? We're talking about what is the hip hop fraternity doing today. And of course, it's all the new school cats. And obviously, we've got an awesome guest from Cape Town, Youngster, in the place to be. Let's get it. All right, this is the Switch Up. Big ups to my homie Pirate Mike. I think he just told me that I suck balls as a DJ. So maybe his eyeball is like in the one eye that doesn't have, well, that has the patch, right? All right, you guys can contact us on 0861-555-189. And of course, our Twitter handle is at cliffcentral.com. And of course, join us on Facebook, Cliff Central. And of course, WeChat ID is Cliff Central. All right, we got the homies in studios. We got Youngster, we got Radix, and of course we got my homie DJ Capital. What up, gents?
What up?
Salutes. All right, so and of course we got Gemini's in the place to be, just arrived from Durban. So if we can get him in studio as well, so he can come through. So gents, we got the new school fraternity, and of course we got a special guest from Cape Town who's been holding this down for a while. Yo, Capital man.
Yeah.
What's going on, Magomi?
Yo, man, we out here, we chilling, we pushing, we grinding, you know?
No, for sure, man. So, yeah. Yo, man, let's just get straight into it, man. So, you know, I called you guys in because I wanted to know, as DJs, what is going on right now in the scene in terms of people dropping singles, and why is it so important that we do this?
As DJs or as hip-hop?
Well, everything, I guess.
I mean, I think right now South African hip-hop has reached a point where, you know, like, all eyes are on us. I mean, for the first time in South African music history, a hip-hop song won Record of the Year at the Summers. And I really feel like it's our time to shine right now. So, yeah, man, we're just taking it and running with it.
All right, Radix, man, you're still quite new to the scene. I mean, how long have you been DJing for? And what got you so inspired, man? I mean, you're sitting next to Capital, who's like a turn-up king. him and Speedster do this thing where they take their tops off. And there's probably, like, no one in the club, but they're always, like, half-naked, behind the DJ desk. I don't know what's it about. We're going to get to it a little bit later on. How long have you been DJing for, man?
Been DJing for... This is my fourth year now. I started DJing because I felt like that was something that I was good at. It actually started back in the dancing days, you know, like...
You were a dancer?
Yeah.
What were you doing? You were a crumper, right?
Nah.
Were you a hip-hop dancer?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Were you sequence dancing? Like?
Yeah, with the routines and everything, man. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So with the dancing thing, obviously, we needed to have mixtapes to play. And you can't necessarily go to a dancing competition and be like, yo, DJ, when you get to 1 minute 20, please stop the song and then play the next song.
Indeed.
So, and no one else was keen to learn, so I learned from that. I started playing around, and then from doing those mixes, ended up doing actual DJing. So, and then my friends are like, no, you should try it out. So I ended up trying it out.
All right, cool. So your friends influenced you?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, cool. Now we got also my homie from Cape Town, Salutas, Mr. Youngster.
Yes, indeed.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother. Alex is a resta. All right, cool, man. So, yo, Youngster, man, you're out here in Joburg. We've worked together. Yo, man, before we even get into this, let's just go into a hot 16. We're on the Garage Club show. Well, we're on Club Central, but but it's raw talent, you know what I mean? We're on Club Central. We got Radix, we got Capital, and we have Gemini.
Yes,
so, and we've also got Duncan. Please don't forget, he's riding the sound desk for us. So
he's holding it down for us.
Here we go. Joe, do you want an instrumental?
Yeah, play me a beat, man. Sometimes I go off tempo if I just rap over nothing, bro. You know, I just be all over the place, man, bro.
Okay, so... Wait. No, Duncan, you know, we got to play the instrumental, guy. That's the song without any words. Guy.
Ah, yes, indeed.
You know that part, Duncan.
Hip-hop. It's the hip-hop 101, yeah.
Yeah, the hip-hop 101.
Right? Yeah, bro, you know what I'm saying?
So let's get this going.
Yeah, let's
and
see
it's kind of cool, man. It's the first time I'm doing radio. You guys are listening to the Switch Up. And yo man, it's awesome to have you guys in guest, well, in studio in guest.
Can I just say you were natural on the radio, bro? Like, I was listening from outside before I came in, and you sound like you're supposed to be on the radio.
I'm supposed to be in there?
Indeed. But that's some TV experience already. You know what I'm saying? So you have some.
Alright, let's stop talking. Let's do this.
I'm trying to buy time here. I'm trying to buy time here for my ass.
Oh, bro.
Turn that beat up then. But kill the other one.
Yes, kill the other one.
Yeah. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Yeah, it's Cliff Central. I'm rapping over an instrumental. Duncan, should I tell you? Yes, you need to know. This is exactly how I do it. I'm so hot, put the head to the forehead, fever flow. This is how I does it. The man DJ switches up in here. Am I allowed to say bitch? Oh, yes, I am. It's internet radio. And this is exactly what they don't play me for. No, because I keep it so explicit. The name is Youngster with the freestyle lyrics. You know how I does it. Keep it hot in the blizzard. This is a freestyle. Did you get it? I hope that you does. The name is Youngster when it comes to this. Everybody was like, what's up? How the hell do you come up with the lyrics from the top of your dome? In case you didn't know, Cape Town is my home. And this is how I does it, straight in the J-Sec. The name is Youngster, I came to get my respect. I gotta give a shout out now, in case you don't know, Red X Capital. Yes, we hold it down on a microphone. This is a free, you know how I does it, rep the CPT. And before I go, just know my generation's wise. So I gotta give a shout out to the man Gemini.
Hey! Okay.
All right, Youngster, man. That is the homie from Cape Town representing 021. You can obviously follow him on Twitter at YoungsterCPT.
Yes,
the
indeed.
Homie just coming with the raw style or ill style flow. You know, that's what the normie would say. How did it start?
Hip hop 101. That's hip-hop another hip hop ill flow, guys. Don't say raw, say ill flow. You know what I'm saying?
How did it start?
I'm sure for like many of the guys in the room here, hip hop was something that we got involved with when we were very young. You know, we all either adopted the culture, like the man that Alex was saying next to me, like he was a dancer first, you know. So we must always remember hip hop isn't just one thing. Hip hop is like a few elements, 5 to be exact. So like whether it was you were influenced by the dancing first, or like me, I was influenced by the rapping first. Got other moments that was influenced by the graff style, the dress code, whatever the case may be, man. So for me, it was like just the MCs and just guys on the mic itself. I always liked the music videos, and I always liked like guys who could do the art, and I always have respect for the DJs, but the thing that touched me the most was being on the mic, seeing guys rap. I wanted to be a rapper. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. All right, we also have the homie from Durban representing the 031, Gemini. Yeah. What up, my guy? Looking like a young thug out here.
I'm a rasta, man. Respect me.
All right. Yo, Jim, man, thanks for coming in such short notice, man. I know you just came through from Durban this morning. Yo, man, how did you get into producing? I know you've been hot at the moment, you know, working with A1 Wolf, working with, as well as with AKA, myself. Let's hear it, son.
Yo, man, I got into production in 2010, actually. I haven't been in the game for that long. And then tried out the battle for, yeah, that's when I met you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so from then on, man, things have just been crazy. I guess it's a love, you know, so...
Mm.
Yeah, since then, man, everything's just been happening fast. And yeah, I got a couple more hits coming, man.
All right, cool. Yeah. You smoked a fat one on the way, yeah.
That's the thing, man.
All right, Joe Cap, man. Are you working? You're working on you just dropped your new track.
Yeah.
Mm. Tell us about it, man. You worked with Kyle from Durban as well, who's an Idol's finalist as well,
yeah,
as Questa.
Yeah.
The man with the godly bars. You know, man, how's the journey been, you know, becoming a DJ and now you doing music? What resonated and what gave you the feel that, yo, I have to do this right now as well?
First and foremost, it was just a matter of, you know, if you were one of the top DJs, you were putting out joints. So I didn't want that bus to leave me behind, to be honest, you know? I was like, yo, get me a ticket on that bus.
Sure.
And with music, I think the more music you make, the more comfortable you get in the music that you make, and the more you kind of find out what you like and what you don't like. So for me, it's really been a journey of really getting to know myself and the kind of music that I enjoy making and enjoy putting out. And yeah, man, you learn more each day, I guess.
All right, guys, you guys are tuned in to The Switch Up, and this is DJ Capital featuring Questa, And of course, Carl, what, how do you pronounce it? Carl Dutch?
Carl Deitch.
Deitch.
Yeah.
What you like. Let's get it. Yeah, that's none other than my homie DJ Capital featuring Quest, of course, Carl Deitch with What You Like. Watch out for that song. It's already on the airwaves. It's really killing the industry right now. Super nice, Capital. Super
Thank you.
Nice.
Appreciate it.
Indeed. Yo, man. So, Radix, I mean, you came into this industry just, you know, dancing. Have you ever, like, you know, played records? Vime, do you know what it looks like? Do you know what that is?
You know what that come on, is? Come on. Actually,
it's that black. It's that black CD.
Really?
Ask your mom what it is.
Actually, one of my first experiences was with vinyls. I actually started using Scratch Live using turntables. So yeah, I do know what they
are. Oh, okay. Now I'm just checking.
Yeah,
all right, another question, right? So you know, I've got a thing against DJs using a vinyl, virtual DJ. Mm.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I've used it. For me, it's more a matter of if you know what you're doing, if you can use it properly, then there shouldn't be a problem. But if you're using something that's considered a cheat, and then you're not doing the right thing, then it becomes a problem. But obviously, for people to take you seriously, you need to use the right stuff. So stuff like that doesn't really get you far. I don't know.
Right. I mean, like, I mean, Capital, I mean, yeah. What got you attracted to DJing? Was it because of the girls? Was it because you were carrying somebody's record, somebody's CD bag?
Yeah.
I mean, nowadays, people don't even carry CD. They just carry USB sticks in their earphones. You know?
Actually, it was weird for me. I used to throw parties in first year, 2008.
You threw parties?
Yeah, like host events and stuff
and
to make
extra
cash.
It hasn't stopped, by the way.
Yeah, it hasn't. But so I realized that in the first, you know, hour or two of the party and the last hour or two, there's no one really there. So I stopped hiring DJs for those hours, and then I just made a mix that, funny enough, I made on virtual DJ. And
okay, so wait, so if I gave you two records, would you be able to mix the two records together?
Probably.
Okay.
Because I understand the concept of DJing and how it works. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So yeah. The one time one of my DJs didn't actually pitch while I had a club full of people, and I had to go and play a set for people that were actually at the club.
Okay.
And it was a terrible set. I'll be the first to admit it. But I was playing all the songs that were, you know, really hot at the time.
Sure.
So I think people let it go, and that's when I was like, yo, I can actually do this. And
no,
yeah.
Sick. Nice one, man. All right, Mr. Gemini, man.
If
you're on your phone, you're like, yo, I arrived at the wrong place at the wrong time. Are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Are you on Mars?
Yeah.
bless it. All right, Gem, tell me, man. The production game, I mean, you're working with a lot of people right now. And when you started out and you felt the vibe, you felt the energy, you know, what is it going to do for you in the next 5 years?
Oh, well, right now I'm mostly concentrating on myself. I'm also an artist. So I don't, you know, I'm not really trying to, you know, be out there hustling for people to work with. But I also have, you know, like people that are, you know, my favorites, I would say. Mm. I love making music with them. So I think that's what I'm going to build on now. And obviously, of course, that's one, I mean, you want to go.
Yeah, man. You know, obviously, you know, you're traveling back and forth from Durban a lot recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously investing in your craft by coming out, you know, and obviously, you know, just on transport loans, it's expensive, you know. What does it mean for you to, you know, to have your song playlisted or to be featured in a video, you know, especially for young cats coming out? I mean, nowadays I'm getting so much people sending me beats consistently, and it's like, hey, don't you want to, you know, get my beat and whatever? And, yeah, you know, what does it mean when you finally get a break?
There's no such thing as a break, man. I mean, the way I look at it, I mean, I appreciate the fact that, you know, I've seen progress from where I started to where I am.
Yes.
But it's not a feeling where I can say, look, now I can relax because I'm still not where I want to be.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, right now, it's exciting, you know, when people are like, yo, let's work, man, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have given some of that blunt to Cap, you know. All right, cool. Youngster.
Yes, indeed.
Yo, man, you come from a Raw time, and I think your influences are from Raw MCs.
Indeed.
And, you know, I think just your gift to play with words and to, you know, dissect a song and, you know, pretty much build a song from nothing.
Mm.
You know, when did you realize, like, Yo, I'm like the freestyle king of SA right now. I mean, if you had to go up against anybody right now, you know, you'd murder them, in my opinion. You'd murder them.
It's possible.
I mean, a lot of people in Joburg, you would kill them right now, right? Okay. Off the top of your dome, like what? Oh, by the way, that's also Hip Hop 101. Your dome is your head.
One, the dome is your head. So when they said they come into the top of their dome,
yeah, right. So
it's on the spot.
Right. I mean, how did you know?
I think it was probably the first time I freestyled at a show and people were impressed by that. Like, until I saw there was a response from a freestyle, I knew, I should maybe keep doing this. Or I should keep working on this because they actually like when they see me rap on the spot. Because I'll even go as far as, okay, suggest, what should I rap about? Mm. I'll ask the crowd. Then they'll say, rap about this, or rap about Jacob Zuma, or rap about Nkant, like something like that. And then when I do that, they sometimes get more excited for that than they do for the track. Whatever track I perform after a freestyle is probably going to be the best shit to them ever because of the freestyle. They think, oh, now he sold us. Yeah. Now we believe this guy can rap because he just made up a song in front of us, basically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So all the times when I was rapping on corners and shit, freestyling, I knew I was good at it, but I didn't think that I was the best, or I didn't think that it was going to do anything for me until I performed it for an audience and I saw the reaction. They laughed, they cheered, you know what I mean? Things like that. And then I was like, okay, nah, I should keep doing this freestyle thing just so it adds another element to my shows, maybe. You know what I mean? Just a level of spontaneous, you know what I mean, reaction from the crowd. Right. Because that you can only get once when you freestyle.
So, I mean, that's why Eminem got his big break, right?
You know what I'm saying?
But now you've been rejected from certain TV channels because they don't want to play your radio.
Yes,
they don't want to play your video.
No. They're not fucking with it.
Yeah, they're not fucking
it's
with
not
you.
Going,
so,
it's not
so
going.
So, what is it? Is it talent over money or money over talent or what is it? Pretty fast. I mean, anyone can jump in here right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, even some of the DJs have been rejected from radio, from TV, you know, and you know, big ups to like Cliff Central where we can play shit like this now, you know, because it gives us freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think also that's why this radio station was sort of created, you know, online. We can do anything we want to. So we're going to actually play one of your joints. It's one of your recent hits. It's called Salutas.
Yes.
We're saluting to all the peoples all over the place.
No
Which
doubt.
One do you want? Do you want the milkshake one or do you want the Salutas one?
Oh, that is a milkshake, but I don't know if you know it. I use this track, but I decided to flip that shit because I like the beat anyway.
Do you know what I'm gonna do?
Let's
do my own 2015.
Own
2015. And we'll definitely drop Salutas as well because on 2015 I dropped on a mix called the Black Friday mix. And yeah, man, I think you just went in hard on this joint. So this is none other than my homie, Mr. Youngster CPT, own 2015.
Wow.
Hey. It's most 2015 now. I wanna run 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020, to infinity. YGN, Capstat, Youngster.
That is none other than Youngster own 2015, and I think it's definitely going to be your year, man. I mean, you made a big decision to move to Johannesburg for the next couple of months.
Indeed.
So. And I think you're definitely making a great move. So Cap, and I know you're from also the old school. I know you a guy that can, you know, you also used to rap, you know.
Yeah.
used to rap. Do you want to spit some?
No, not really.
All right. I mean, you know, when you go and, you know, make a track, and I think Gemini as well, you can jump in here. You go and you make a track, and basically, oh yeah, that's my ish. It's supposed to be off, but anyway. When you go and make a track.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think now after I made the mixtape, and you know, I know exactly what I want now for, you know, for my next, you know, next track or whatever the case may be, and I think I know what I need to do, and it's pretty much putting feeling into my next, you know, my next song and so forth.
Yeah.
When you go into studio and you make a song now.
Yeah.
Especially now after you've had, you know, you had two dope joints. One you couldn't release.
Ish.
You know, because of royalty problems. What does it mean to you now to make a song? And what we're going to do is we're actually going to drop, I think we're going to drop an instrumental from Gemini. It's actually one of his productions.
Yeah.
So when he's ready to go, I mean, you can just speak over it, yeah?
Cool.
No, but I mean, no, I don't want you to rap.
Yeah, of course.
Speak over it.
Come on.
Do it. I think you know, with music, more than anything, one thing that I've learned is you need to really be sure about your product. Like, you need to love it more than anyone else. Because at the end of the day, not everyone's going to like it.
Sure.
So you need to be at the point where if people talk shit about your music, you'll be like, cool, I hear what you're saying, but I still love it.
Sure.
You know? Yeah, sure. And that's all that really matters. And yeah, man, you just got to put out a product that you believe in, that you support 100%.
Oh, all right, man. Cool, man. So, if you just tuned in to CliffCentral.com, you're listening to, of course, myself, DJ Switch, on The Switch Up. We're speaking about hip-hop and what the culture is doing right now. Not only that, what are these artists doing to bump themselves up to the next level? And I think just what's happening on the streets. I mean, people are chasing, they're on their grind, and I think, you know, we've got raw talent, and I think South Africa still doesn't know what we have, but yet we still are influenced by the international artists and we follow international trends. Although hip-hop is making a big stand, especially coming from youngsters, like, you know, coming out of school, and I think this is a new career. And not only that, they're making a serious profession out of it, and, you know, making a salary. And I mean, gone are the days of becoming a doctor, I think, and becoming a lawyer. You know, now it's all about social. If you got a voice, you can speak. You can make money off being a tuileb, you know, showing your ass, and, you know, you make money. I mean,
Switch, you're a role model.
I'm a role model in some points, although 2 weeks ago I wasn't much of a role model. So, Jem, man, you know, for guys listening, we're just tuning in right now at CliffCentral.com, and of course you can find us on Facebook, and of course on WeChat. The ID is Cliff Central, and our number is 0861-555-189. When you go into studio, how many blunts are you smoking, guy? Apart from your Rastafari.
I actually don't smoke when I'm making beats.
Okay. Wow, this beat is sick in the background if you guys are listening to this. So, I mean, what is it? Do you just vibe? Do you just feel it?
Yeah, man. Like, I imagine it. Then
how do you imagine it? Because when you say imagine, I look at these clouds. I can imagine clouds. You know, do you imagine a type of snare? Do you reference it from another song? Do you know what is the vibe? Do you follow certain trends?
When the mood hits you, man. You know, like lately, actually, I've been having problems getting inspired with other people's work. Because that used to be my inspiration. You know what I mean? Like, that used to be when I hear some new shit. I'd be like, shit, man, that's hot. I need to make something like that. Or, you know, I'm at that point where by other people's shit does not inspire me. Wow. You know, I now I have to imagine something bigger, you know, like, okay, what could be the next shit? You know what I mean? Like, why?
So,
you know
what what does inspire you apart from the next big ish? So, I mean, like, you know, does it, you know, is it a girl walking around down the road inspire you? Or is it, you know,
the fear of being average?
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? That
that just nailed it. Right. I mean.
Deep.
And I think Capital and Radix and Youngster can also relate. I mean, we go to all these spots and we want to know what's the new ish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we were on our way here, myself and Youngster were speaking, and I mean, they don't recognize him, but they know Jimmy Nevis because he's got an international deal.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, they're like, well, he's from Cape Town, and the stations are saying, well, we know you're from Cape Town. We have love for Cape Town, but, you know, we know Jimmy Nevis. But then, is Jimmy Nevis representing Cape Town? You know, the same goes to say that I know a kid from Durban, Nasty C, who's badass.
Yeah.
You know, he's young, but he's hot. So does that mean the only time we reference hip-hop in Durban is Dream Team? Right? And Zakwe. And then Duncan. You know, I mean, it's so limited. But when it comes to Joburg, then it's like, yo, we've got enough.
More than enough. Yeah,
I mean, coming from Cape Town, a Youngster, I mean, a lot of the Joburg artists are performing there. They're getting paid salaries. They're getting paid, you know, what they want on their rider.
Yes.
If not, they will complain and bitch and moan about it. You picked me up in this car.
Yeah.
And
that should have been that.
It shouldn't be, you know. And I mean, you, as an artist that's well-known in Cape Town, you don't get the same respect. I mean, how does it make you feel?
Obviously it's frustrating. I mean, if you were a teacher for 8 years and here comes this young student teacher and all of a sudden everyone likes him and he gets your position and you've been teaching there for 10 years, following the curriculum, doing exactly what you were told to do, you know, going by the codes, going by earning your stripes, you know what I mean, doing what hip-hop is supposed to, and yet you you've still been sidelined, still been overlooked. But at the same time, you must understand there was guys before me that came out and they were also overlooked. And they didn't complain about it. They just got on a grind harder until you couldn't not notice them anymore. So, yeah, on one end, I can look at it from the negative side and be like, ah, you know, guys still aren't bowing down when I walk and throwing rose petals. But, I mean, when POC was banned from the TV, or when Brassavani Cup couldn't do a certain thing, or when Black Noise was also, you know, overshadowed by media or politics, whatever the case may be, this Owens, they just went overseas, or they just made some other form of revenue where we thought, damn, this, like, they still found a way in the game. There was a back door that we didn't think of that they entered through, you know. So there's always another way for me to do this, bro.
Absolutely, man.
No doubt.
All right, cool. And Radix, I mean, especially for you as a newcomer in the scene, what kind of music are you trying to? What message are you sending out there? Are you looking for just club bangers, or are you trying to send out a serious message?
Okay. Well, in terms of my music, it's more a sound that I like that I feel wasn't there. So whatever I'm going to be putting out is basically what I feel should be in the game but isn't in the game. Like with my first single, it's a sound that I hadn't heard it before. It's something that I always wanted because I'm a dancehall person, so I wanted dancehall and I wanted R&B and hip hop in one song. So I went and I made it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
All right, cool. So your new single is called Pretty Black Rose.
Yeah.
Right? And who's on that track?
There's a guy called Taiwanda. He sings the hook, he does the production as well. There's .com and there's also Stilo Makolite on the song. Yeah.
From Boys and Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so this is none other than DJ Radix, Pretty Black Rose. Alright, so we only have an hour out here, so you know we're gonna have to cut ish a bit, a little bit tight, you know. So that was none other than DJ Radix, of course, Pretty Black Rose, you know, and big ups, man. I think what's happening, especially with the hip hop DJs, you know, and I think, you know, just when I started, I just saw there was something that was missing from hip hop itself in South Africa. You know, once again, if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can contact us on 0861 555 189, and of course on Twitter at Cliff Central, and of course Facebook Cliff Central, on WeChat Cliff Central. Big ups to my homie Temba. It's my first time doing this show, so hey man, we out here. This is the Switch Up, and what we're speaking about is hip hop and what it's doing, and we've got young artists, and of course we've got some I think you know, veterans. One of them I think is a, you know, acclaimed veteran. I think, you know, he's just been doing and putting in his work, and now he's about to blow up this year. So guys, I think just in closing, before we get to the end of the show, what does hip hop mean to you?
Yeah man, hip hop is my life. Personally for me, hip hop is my life. Like hip hop is the music I listen to.
Okay, but wait a minute, Cap, I know you were studying, right?
Huh?
You were studying and you like quit course like five times.
No, come on.
You never finished, right?
Yeah, I didn't finish, yeah. Okay. Like yeah, hip hop is the way I talk, it's the way I dress, it's the way I make my money, it's the way like hip hop is, I love hip hop.
Yeah,
it's that simple.
Look, like Cap said, it's basically become a lifestyle for us. It's an everyday thing. Everything that we do revolves around hip hop now. You know what I'm saying? Like we pay our bills from what we do in the game. You know what I'm saying? Like everything is just about hip hop for us. Like we speak hip hop. You know, we dress hip hop. So yeah, it's a lifestyle now. It's part of who we are. It's something that you live with every day.
All right, cool. So I know Youngster is going to give a totally different answer to this. He's going to give another answer to this. So we'll save his for last. But I think, you know, it's cool that we have all, you know, we have all the major cities here. So I think, Jim, I think from your side?
Yeah, man. As he said, man, hip-hop is a lifestyle. It's a way of life. You know what I mean? So, but I'm not gonna say hip hop because I don't live hip hop. I live music. So
yeah,
let me not, you know, be a hypocrite. You know, say I'm all about hip hop. Yeah. I'll be lying. You know, I'm about music. So yeah, but yeah, hip hop is a lifestyle, man. It's a way of life.
All right, let's hear the prophet unfold.
It always comes down to me like this, man. Now for me, hip hop changed my life. I would say I was living one way, and then until I found hip hop, I switched up the way I was living. If you think of hip-hop, it comes from a disadvantaged area.
all hip-hop was born out of struggle. The whole genre itself is a genre of struggle. It's unlike any other genre. The closest thing you can find to hip-hop is rock music, simply because of that anti... Let's break the guitar on stage and let's jump in the crowd and do a mosh pit. You know, the closest thing to that genre is hip-hop. You know? So, I would say because of where hip-hop comes from, like the root of it itself, that struggle element and that negativity also, that is how I used it, because I looked at my environment and I just basically wrote down directly what I saw. That's how I say hip-hop changed my life, because once I removed myself from the environment and looked at it as a whole, I stood back and looked what was going on and wrote about it. I thought, oh, this shit is wrong. Right. You know what I mean? And that's what hip-hop is about. That expression of where you are from directly. You know what I mean? The raw footage put into music, like I said on your track. Yes. So that's what I said. It's the raw footage.
Right. So I think, you know, hip-hop's had its generations. I mean, from the breaking. I mean, actually, there's a trivia question to Radix, since you're the new cat. Who was the first DJ?
Yo. You caught me there. Who was the first DJ?
And he's the revolutionary DJ. He made DJing what it is today. If you can get that before the end of the show,
I'll be your
I'll get you a stripper on Saturday for your birthday.
Wow!
Right. All right, cool. So I think, you know, we've had a good in South Africa, we've had an awesome time. I mean, the last time we had a big burst like this was with Amu, with Salvin and Squatter Camp.
Yeah.
And now it's coming back again. But also we've had stages where it was, you know, fuck your mother, you know, that kind of stuff, that kind of hip hop. And, you know, and that then changed. And then it became a bit, you know, then it went a bit underground. And now it's turn up.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's turn up or nothing. That's hip hop right now.
My
so.
Goodness.
You know, we're going through this phase of, you know, is hip hop still music, right? Is it still music?
Ask Jim and I, man. I think you know.
I think it is. He's a music man. You can't really limit music. Like, music is whatever it wants to be. Music is that little spoiled brat from your house. Like, it's whatever it wants to be, whenever it wants to be. Like, you can't put it in a box.
Yeah. Sure. Gemini.
Yeah, music is a feeling, man. It's an expression. I mean, shit, you could tell it. For real, you could tell it in hip hop, you could tell it in dance, or you could tell it in whatever. It could be just keys, you know. That's an expression. That's the way you feel.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people get perceive that, you know, Joburg is the New York of Africa. And I think when Cap goes to Durban, he does his thing. When he goes to Cape Town, he does his thing. He's like the ultimate, you know, turn up king. And I mean, like, you know, when people see you, I mean, how's your journey been now that, you know, people are noticing that, yo, this is DJ Capital.
Yeah.
You're going to places like, you know, Grahamstown. You're playing in towns you've never thought you were played. I mean, the one show when you were on Running with the Rebs, you walked into a town and no one was there.
Yeah.
For your gig.
Yeah.
And now it's like, yo, I'm playing out in Durban. Durban, July, they're booking me.
Yeah.
I'm charging 10K.
Mm.
Not that he gets paid that, but he's getting, you know, he's getting charged that.
Mm.
Yo, the Slide of Tootsie Boys, you better come through, gents. If you can't come through now, because we only got 10 minutes left. All right, so I think it's just that whole thing. You know, how does it make you feel now that you've taken this choice in this career?
It's a good feeling, man. I mean, I think everyone feels good when they, you know, noticed and appreciated for what they do. And, you know, like, it looks like glitz and glamour, but it is a lot of hard work at the end of the day. And it just, it's just a refreshing feeling when someone appreciates you.
All right, cool. So just the guys who are, you know, who are the talk of the town right now just stepped in. My boys, you know. Can you guys even do this dance? And listen, but listen to how these guys speak, right? We have Major League in studio, and they just, you know, came through on their own time because they're making money now. They got tenders.
No, what's going on? Tenders yet? Not yet.
Not yet.
We're working on them.
All right, gents. We've been traveling together for some time. Thanks for joining us. This is The Switch Up. It's my first radio show ever. Hosting
good luck.
Well, I'm just a guest presenter, so it doesn't mean I'm gonna have it, but I have spoken to Gareth.
I know you have to have it.
So, Gareth said, "Now you can make it happen, son." You know, that's that white empowerment ish.
Yeah,
you know?
It's the right way.
It's the right way. So, guys, you guys have been in the game, and you guys, you know, have come from, you know, you guys saw DJing, and what did it mean to you? Like, how did you guys get involved?
I got involved, I think, through throwing parties.
And what, then was your, what was your first party? Because Cap said the same thing. And then he was.
Yeah,
and
we
then
used to
he
work a lot with Eli. I don't know Eli and Nota. They used to call themselves Soulfed Entertainment.
I remember.
Yeah, so I used to work a lot with them. We used to
excuse the pun for Eli, right?
So I used to do the groundwork for like Eli and Nota. So we did the robot party, Air Force party, Joe after party.
So when did you realize you got to be DJs now?
After high school, we're like, what are we gonna do with ourselves? How are we gonna make some income? How are we gonna grow? So we just
but weren't you guys
entertainment
studying?
Space. Yeah, we were studying, but we needed to do something in the entertainment space. Keep ourselves.
And then we saw people like Uncle Cap, you know, rocking.
Uncle Cap, fix.
Uncle Cap, fix. Who else was there?
Switch.
Yeah, no, but Switch was the OGs, you know. We couldn't speak to them. Couldn't speak to them.
And now when I call them, they don't want to speak to me at all.
Like, what do you mean? We don't speak to you.
It's like, listen,
like
Switch. I don't need him right now. No, we're out here now. All right. How did you guys come about, you know, working with Casper? And you guys have been DJs for many artists.
Yeah.
Delez, Kuli Chana.
So basically, Casper. I think all of that stuff was just like friendship, because we're always like close with the guys, especially Elias. Elias actually used to pick us up from high school all the time. So make us look cool in front of the honeys. Kuli is a great friend. And yeah, I think that's how we became close with them. Also with Refilwe, not related, but family friend. So everybody used to say, you know, go to him if you want to do something entertainment. So that's how the whole thing came about.
Casper, his best friend, used to go to the same school as me.
Yeah, so
I knew Casper from grade.
So
eight,
yeah, so
grade
as
nine.
All right, so as so twins, yeah. Right? We've got twins and Dex, and y'all probably thought, hey, there's more twins doing this. Let's also do it.
Yeah, twins and Dex started around the same time as us, I think.
But all right, so who's bigger?
We weren't doing anything. I don't know. We have to check the numbers, though.
What, the paycheck, right? The bank balance.
Not the bank balance.
We're not competing anybody, man.
All right,
twins are doing well. Everybody's doing
so,
well. I'm
so here's the next question, right? So you guys are twins, right? Do you guys ever share chicks?
No, never.
Same under. We do you guys ever dress the same ever?
Yeah,
even
we do
till today.
We do dress the same. We have to.
You have to. Is that always like a twin thing?
Yeah.
You guys don't share chicks, man.
Nah.
So what about the cars?
maybe a jump, but no.
So what about the cars? Akma don't have the same cars.
I think. You know, I feel there's no point
in buying the same car, man.
But it's a brand, isn't it a brand thing?
No.
Yeah, if I get given by like BMW, I think we'll take like the same car. But if we buy, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's worth it.
All right.
Especially going to a gig in the same car.
So guys, you've
different
got
different cars. No, it's not worth it.
All right, you guys have got a big song at the moment, Slaza Tsotsi, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big movement, right? And I think, you know, after this, you got to bring out another banger, right? It's expected. Are you guys planning to drop an album? I think also from Capital as well, if you're jumping in.
Yeah.
You guys planning to drop an album soon?
Yeah, late September, October.
October, we're trying to let it go, but I'm not sure yet how we're going to let it go. Which distribution companies? Maybe we're going to try a different movement, try to push it on by myself.
Off
I'm
the boot,
sure.
You know? No, just we're trying to change the game.
So the next question is, are you guys ever going to go solo? Like, Bandile, you go do your thing?
Nah. I don't think so.
Nah.
The way you just look,
but you guys used to be two different DJs, all right?
Maybe,
DJ Major and DJ League.
Yeah, maybe thought about that shit. That doesn't work.
Yeah, okay. Just on that topic, right? How do you guys choose your names? How did you choose the name Cap?
I used to be a rapper, and Capital CYA was my rapper name.
Oh,
so,
damn.
Right?
So, like, everyone was already calling me Cap, so it was pointless changing names.
Radix?
Well, my name came from high school. I actually had it when I was...
Were you radical?
Yeah. I actually got it when I was, like, in grade 8, so, yeah.
Okay.
It stuck around.
Jim?
That's my star sign, actually.
Oh, dope. Okay. And of course, the youngster.
I'm still the youngest out of my group of friends. They always call me the baby out of the group. I was always slumming with the OGs. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So they were like, this is the youngster, this one.
All right, cool. If you guys are tuning in to Cliff Central, you are listening to The Switch. If you guys want to drop us a message, give us a call. 0861-555-189. Of course, on Twitter, you can follow us at CliffCentral.com. On Facebook, Cliff Central. And of course, the WeChat ID is none other than Cliff Central. We're about to drop in one of Youngster's tracks before we play out. We only got like 5 minutes left. left. But all I can say, it's been a pleasure being out here. So big ups to all the people that made this happen. This is none other than Youngster with Salutas. Alright, if you guys have been tuned in to Club Central. Alright, okay, cool. Duncan's handling me out here. Alright, if you guys have been. Okay, guys, we're closing the show here. Come on now. Hey, you know, the Major League Twins. What's going on? Alright, cool. Cool. We're just wrapping up the show. You guys have been tuned in to the Switch Up right here on CliffCentral.com. Once again, big ups to Cliff Central for having me as a guest presenter. I go by the name of DJ Switch. If you don't know, now you know. And, you know, we're just talking about hip-hop and what it's doing to the nation, of course. And, of course, the young stars, what are they doing? I mean, they didn't go the conventional route of getting a 9-to-5, but follow their passion and their dreams. And I think it definitely is working for them. Not only that, they're making a, they're making some serious money out of this and building their brands. Big ups to Major League. Big ups to DJ Capital, Gemini, Youngster, and of course Radix for coming through. It's been a pleasure. This has been The Switch Up, and now you actually listen to a track that I did with none other than Gemini, and of course featuring Casper, Nyovest, Rapanda, Wenawet Sang. This is The Switch Up. We out.
Yo, that was hot.
I wish we made it. The last few months have been intimidated. People treating me like I'm a king. Then maybe I'm a king, cause I got these kings related. And I had in my business daily. The woman that I love has been different lately. But it's all about the money, you can miss me, baby.
CliffCentral.com.